Hi. In this podcast, I will be guiding you through the Underground Railroad. Oh, sorry. My name is
Victoria,
your tour guide. Do you know what the Underground Railroad is? Well, if not, I am going to tell you. The Underground Railroad is a series of safe houses for African American slaves who are trying to escape from slavery. So, are you ready? Well, then let's go. This trip will cost roughly $660. Our first stop is Dunham Farm. Dunham Farm is surrounded by Mellon Bluff. It is a B&B that you will be staying in, and it has gardens and trails that you can check out. There is an interesting and cool history behind Dunham Farm. It is the oldest plantation in Georgia that still has the original family living and running the farm. The Dendorfs are a descent of a family that came to Liberty County, Georgia in 1735, only 2 years after Georgia was founded. King George II. Dunham Farm to the old exchange building. First, you turn right onto Islands Highway and follow that until you come to Interstate 95. Then turn right onto that. Follow that until you come to Exit 33 onto East US 17, and follow that until you come to Lockwood Drive. Turn right there. It will turn onto Broad Street. Then you look for the old exchange in Providence Dunham. This will take 2 hours and 25 minutes. The old exchange building is home to some of the most important historical events in South Carolina history. World War II. During World War II, the historical old exchange building is home to some of the most historical events in South Carolina history. Here are some of them. World War II. During World War II, the old exchange building stood a canteen, commissary, and a Charleston headquarters. It was also a headquarters during World War I. Old exchange building is located in Charleston, South Carolina. Built from 1767 to 1771, the old exchange building is a Charleston landmark and site of some of the most important events in South Carolina history. Over the last 2.5 centuries, the building has been a commercial exchange custom house, post office, city hall, military, and museum. Previously, the property of British, United States, Confederate, and Charleston city governments. Today, the old exchange building is owned by the South Carolina State Society of Daughters of the American Revolution, operated of the city of Charleston. Old exchange to the Old exchange to New Garden Friends Meeting. First, head west onto I-26, then you come to exit 169B. Take that and head north onto I-95. Then take exit 181B. After that, follow CS, South Carolina, 38 West. When you get to Bennettsville, turn left onto West Main Street, then turn right onto Charles Street. Will turn into CS 38. Go straight onto the roundabout. Do the same at the next roundabout. It will turn into NS 38. Just continue. You'll get to turn left onto US 74. You will come to another intersection. Go right onto US 1. Keep left onto 220 US Highway and go straight. It will turn into I 73, continue straight, take exit 95B, continue on I-73 north, keep right, take exit 104, and turn. Keep right onto West Friendly Avenue, go straight, take a sharp left onto New Garden Road. You will see George Fox Road on the right, turn left. This will take 4 hours and 26 minutes. New Garden Friends Meeting. In 1665, the first Friends came to the eastern North Carolina, and in 1680, the first record was written. New Garden Friends Meeting is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Tim Lindemann is proud owner of the place. It all started in 1665 when the first Friends arrived, and over the years it became one of the best meeting places on the Underground Railroad. New Garden to George Washington, Mount Vernon. First, you turn right onto New Garden Road, then you merge right and next left. Merge right and then you merge left. After that, you turn left onto I-40, continue on to I-85, merge right onto I-85. Go straight, continue straight, continue straight. Keep left for I-95 and do that a second time. Continue straight. Take exit 161 onto US 1 North, veer right, and follow that until you come to Mount Vernon Memorial Highway. Turn right onto that, veer left, enter the roundabout, and turn right onto George Washington Memorial Parkway. This will take 4 hours and 32 minutes. George Washington Mount Vernon. George Washington's Mount Vernon is located in Mount Vernon, Virginia. The mansion is 10 times the size of an average home in Colonial Virginia. It almost 11,000 square feet with 2.5 stories and a full cellar. The mansion dwarfed the majority of dwelling houses in late 18th century. Most Virginians live one or two room house ranging in size from roughly 200 to 1200 square feet. Most of these houses could have fit inside 24 by 31 foot new room. Mount Vernon is located in blah, 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 blah. Mount Vernon is located in Mount Vernon, Virginia. Built in 1734, the current owner is Mount Vernon Ladies Association. Their mission is to preserve, restore, and manage the estate of George Washington to the highest standards and to educate visitors and people throughout the world about the life and legacies of George Washington. George Washington's Mount Vernon to Johnson House Historical Site. First, turn right onto the roundabout. Take the second exit. Then go right onto Mount Vernon Memorial Highway. Turn right onto Richmond Highway and take a slight turn for I-95. Then go straight, take exit 2A through B for I-295 North. Take exit 5B for DC 295 North. Next, just go straight. Continue on Kenilworth Avenue Northeast. Take the exit for I-95 North, then take exit 56 onto I-95 North. Keep left and do that again only one more time. Then you keep right on for I-495 North. Join on I-95. After that, take exit 13 East. Turn left onto South 26th Street. Merge onto I-75 West. Keep left for I-76 West. Take exit 34OA toward Lincoln Drive. Keep left, then keep right. Turn right onto Johnson Street Lane. Turn left onto Germantown Avenue. Then your location is on your left. This will take 2 hours and 53 minutes. The Johnson House Historical Site is Philadelphia's only accessible and intact stop on the Underground Railroad. It is located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The owners are Germantown Mennonite Historic Trust. Built in 1776, the Johnson House was one of the Germantown's oldest existing round homes. The Johnson House Historical Site is a center for social advocacy, CSA. It is a historic house museum that represents the everyday people have done and can do to make a difference in their community and beyond. First, turn right onto East Upsall Street, then take a slight left turn towards Lincoln Pike, then turn left onto Lincoln Pike, next merge onto PA, Pennsylvania, 309 North. Then take the exit onto Pennsylvania Turnpike. Keep right on it. Keep right again for I-276 West. Take exit 331B for I-476 North. And keep right on that. Take exit 100. Take the exit for I-81 North. Keep left on that, then keep right for that. Take exit 12 North New York toward New York 281. It is also Main Street Con. Take a right at intersection Southwest Street. Turn left onto New York 90, turn right onto Main Street, turn left onto Kaiga Street, next turn right onto New York 34, keep left for South Street Road. After that, turn right onto Danforth Avenue, then the destination is on your right. Harriet Tubman Home. Tubman's code name was Moses, and she was unable to read her entire life. Before the Civil War, about 500 slaves passed through Auburn on their way north. The Harriet Tubman home is located just outside of Auburn, New York. The proud owner is Karen Hill, and her mission is to run and manage the home. The Lake Harriet Tubman would. This is where Tubman, along with her parents, settled in 1859. Then U.S. Senator William H. Seward offered her house a piece of property for $1,200 to be paid in time. Harriet Tubman to St. Catharines. First, turn left onto U.S. 220 West. Turn right onto New York 318. Next, turn right onto New York 414, also known as Ridge Road. Then take the first left on the road. The second exit on I-90 West, just follow that for a while. Then take exit 50 for I-290. Keep right on that. Continue on to ON 405 East. Take exit 44 onto Niagara Street. Take a slight left turn on Welland Avenue. Do that again, but on Niagara Street. Turn right at the church, at Church Street, and turn left onto Geneva Street. Take a slight turn onto St. Paul Street. After that, turn right again onto Court Street. Do that again, but this time turn left onto Court Alley. Then the location is on your right. This will take 2 hours and 39 minutes. St. Catharines was the final stop on the Underground Railroad for hundreds of slaves in the 1820s. St. Catharines is a town located in Niagara Falls, Lake Ontario, and other towns in Canada. The mayor of the town is Walter Senzik. Lots of African-American slaves come to this town to escape slavery. One person even went back to rescue more slaves, and that person was Harriet Tubman. Thank you for listening. I hope you do this trip.